This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling.
7 after the hour. Good day. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here to work our way. Will you stop it? Please stop it.
Yeah. It's like my mind has a voice.
Yeah. It may have a voice. I just I have this habit. I'm trying to break it using the same words when I come in. I get myself all wrapped up and get excited about what we're going to do. And then as I'm working through some... There it is again! It's
working,
that
working. Word. You're like RuPaul. That's his favorite. Yeah. We're her favorite, right. Too. Yeah. Working, girl!
Is it her or him? What is RuPaul?
Depends, because actually RuPaul's a girl, but then I've also seen him as a boy at the Universal Amphitheater at a concert, really? Janet Jackson concert, actually.
I think RuPaul just counts as a man. I'm pretty sure he just goes by a man. There, I don't know, difference between drag queens and transgender people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But RuPaul's a girl, and I would not call her anything differently. Thank you very much.
I don't know what to make of all of that, so I think I'll just keep moving, if you will.
Why don't you keep working?
You know, there's an old expression about what everybody likes. Some people like a little, and, you know. All right, Mercury is in transit across the face of the sun. Jennifer, have you seen this? I don't know what... at least I know I'm not the only one in the world who's interested in this, because apparently Victoria has tried to get to a couple of websites to monitor what we can see, and they're so jammed up, they're inoperative, right?
The Kara made a... She's online there, and so she did a screenshot, which I'm sending you right now, and I posted it on Twitter and Facebook, and you can actually see what we're talking about. It looks really cool.
The dots. Okay, so for those of you who are not into this or don't know what we're talking about, the planet Mercury is smaller than ours, and it is halfway between where we are and where the sun is. And normally Mercury has a rotational, it's like, let me put it in perspective. Pluto takes 2,900 years to go around the moon. That's how far out it is. That's how long its orbit is. What we take a year to do, it takes 2,900 years to do. And then when you step it in, planet by planet, it takes, I think it's 300 years for Jupiter, and I don't know how many. But normally, Mercury goes around the sun quicker than we do, because it's closer to the sun. It's and that's why you can't, you know, you can't, there's no life there. Mars is further out from the sun. Mercury's closer in. So Mercury, you hear astrologically people talk about Mercury going into retrograde. You hear us talking about it 3 times a year for about 3 weeks. It looks like in the sky Mercury has either stopped or started to go backwards. It isn't really what's going on, but it looks that way. And in doing that, it kind of freaks people out. And so things energetically get weird. This, in combination with the reality of Mercury actually going across the lower belly of the sun, what we're talking about here is something that you can see on the NASA website, or you can go to skyandtelescope.com. I think we've tried to put up a couple of connections, either Instagram.com/good day or Twitter, Facebook, but because, excuse me, so many people are watching, it may be hard for you. You're not really watching anything anyway. What Kara says, in an hour since it started, you've seen this is a 7-hour progression. Mercury is going to take 7 hours to get across the bottom of the sun. And in that time, there will be at the end of the day, for example, a picture which shows what the what it kind of looked like dot by dot by dot by dot as the planet moved across the bottom of the sun. But we see this because Mercury has gotten between us and the sun. That doesn't happen very often, like once every 10 years, because that's how long it takes it to go around the sun. Does that make sense? Is that Is that all?
Makes sense.
Sort of put together? Okay, so anyway, it's fascinating only because of the energetic impact that it has on all of
us. Let's just be honest. Things break down.
Thank you very much.
Let's just sum it up. Let's tweet. Let's put the Twitter version out. Ready? Yeah, 150 right. characters. Stuff gets broken.
Yep, that's what happens when Mercury goes into retrograde. Okay, so also, we did over the weekend a little promotion for Mother's Day. We were looking for you to send in pictures. I think we can still do this. GoodDayPics@gmail.com if you'd like to. Thanks to James Ellis, John Metzger, Janet Mattson for sharing their photographs, honoring their mothers with a nice story about what makes her so special. So we'll keep this album up there so people can add to it if they would like to. Honoring mothers, and you just go to GoodDayPics@gmail.com. The standard home where we all live is usually run by electricity, right? Most everybody has electricity to run their appliances, although some people prefer gas stoves, gas cooking, gas grills, gas heat. But generally speaking, we have electricity to run the lights, all of our computer equipment, most everything that is powered that brings what's the best way to put it? Yeah, I guess it's just an energetic reality to the world. That's what it is. So there's a report out this past weekend that impacts those of you who have 30 appliances or more in your home. So think about it. How many appliances do you have, Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, do you think you have in your home? You think about, you've got the stove, got the refrigerator, you got an iron, you've got the heater, you got the television, you have lamps all around the house. What else do you have that's powered by electricity?
Vacuum cleaners.
All the TV entertainment stuff.
Yep.
Very important element to my house. Blenders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a juicer and a blender. I'm counting
the
mixer. And yeah, I'm looking at everything around here.
All right.
My apartment is very small. Probably. It's easy to count.
Yeah. Even though 30 seems like a lot. More than 30.
Yeah.
It does seem like a lot, but there, when you think about it, you'll find mostly you probably get 30, 40, 45, maybe more than that. You can lower your electric bill and reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants by plugging every device into a power strip instead of plugging them directly into the wall.
Oh, that's interesting.
Put a power strip out there. A power strip, by plugging them into a power strip to turn off collectively, you then save. I mean, there are a lot of things that we plug in and leave, and we don't know that they're really draining energy, but they are. Little things, oftentimes, but they amount to a lot. You know how people can take these, it's sort of like what comes out of the tailpipe of your car. People think I'm just going to idle here for a little while. And in the amount of time, the average combustion engine in 5 minutes will use as much fuel as if you had gone down the road for a minute at 60 miles an hour. All right? So think about that. How many people leave their cars idling? That's basically what this is. This is the power plant on idle, or your electric needs on idle. Clocks. I don't know how we disconnect clocks. I have battery-driven clocks. I don't know.
I love this idea of putting it in a power strip, though, because I've heard the tip that you're supposed to just leave everything unplugged until you're using it, that mm-hmm. will save your power bill. But that's such a pain, because then you have to stop and plug everything in again.
Real pain.
And especially if you have like a coffee maker where you don't want to keep resetting the clock.
Oh, yeah, and you don't want the blink. Nobody likes the blink.
Right, right.
Well, so there you go. Aren't you glad you were listening and a part of the Good Day program? We figured out how to save everybody a little bit of electricity. Now let's see if we can get rid of the bags, the puffiness, and the things that are around your eyes.
Problem solver.
Just go away. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, solving your problems. All right, here we go. Listen to us. You don't have to think at all. I like it when you think, but you don't have to think. Just listen and do what we tell you to do. So here's what the latest thing is. If you call 800-543-9262 through today, the folks that make Genucell have extended their Mother's Day This is a delightful super sale. Mother's Day was yesterday, but you can still get Jenny Cell for your mom or anybody else that you would like by calling 800-543-9262. Why would you want to do that? Well, if you've not heard me talk about the value, the virtue of Jenny Cell, this is a cream. It was developed, it actually isn't, it doesn't feel like a cream, it doesn't feel like an ointment, it doesn't feel like water, it's just, it has a really wonderful feel to it, it's very unique, and what it does is draw the water out from underneath your eyes. The bags of puffiness created by water settling in under your eyes, if for any other number of reasons, but a lot of people don't get enough sleep, so their eyes don't, you know, the skin around them sort of gets stretched, and that's why you want to use Genucell, because it has, through using apple plant stem technology, it specifically targets the bags and puffiness under the eyes, the lines around the eyes. Don't ask me how this works. I don't understand the stem cell therapy, but I understand it works. It's like that. Do you know what PRP is? Any of you had any experience with PRP?
No, I don't know what that is.
I know what WKRP is.
Yes, right. Okay, good for you, Jennifer. It's plasma. It's taking the blood and taking out of the blood the plasma of it and then putting it back into your body in a concentrated way. For example, if you have a bad shoulder and it doesn't seem to heal, you get the platelets, stick it in your shoulder, and it'll heal. Your hips, your back, all that sort of thing. And that's sort of what this is. It's platelets for the puffiness around your eyes. That's the bottom line. And it's in a treatment fashion that's so easy to not only put on, but you look at the results and you think, wow, this is fabulous. And it is. 800-543-9262. So call now, order that. You'll see results. Your mom will see results the first 12 hours. And if you order one, the folks at Genucell will double your order absolutely free. So do it now while you're thinking about it, because this offer will go away. 800-543-9262. Get rid of the puffiness, the bags, the lines around your eyes with Genucell, the all-natural therapy guaranteed to work or your money back. 800-543-9262.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now. Then enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello?
Awesome. If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So it's time now for us to pay tribute on Good Day, musically speaking, to the highest paid artists of this past year. Billboard magazine has crunched the numbers from the album sales, from streaming revenue, from publishing royalties, and touring to come up with the gross number. All right, so are we ready? We're going through this. And number one, should we do from the top of the list down? I suppose maybe that makes more sense, right? I
know you're sure.
In that order. So, Taylor Swift came in number one. She brought in the cash through her world tour, which brought in $61 million of the $73 million she made last year.
Hmm.
Not a bad year, not a bad take.
Nope.
So, Taylor Swift, number one when it comes to musical artists and their revenue. So, following closely on the heels of Taylor Swift in terms of touring and that sort of thing, Kenny Chesney, although his total revenue is about half what Taylor Swift brought in. He had his
Does he just tour all the time, or was there a new album he was touring on?
He tours every summer, and he does a fantastic show, and it's very well known in country music that it's, you're just going to get a great high-energy show, and he has great touring mates. Usually he always finds someone to go with him that's good, and he just started his new tour this weekend in Arizona, so he'll be back again, but he's just very consistent. He's the one that every summer you can expect a monster tour from Kenny Chesney.
And this new song is called Noise that we're listening to here. What do we know about that?
It's brand new.
His new album, right?
Yeah.
Last week, I think it came out.
Yeah. All right, so hitting the road is important for all of these artists. That's pretty obvious. Kenny Chesney made $38 million, and that's and only made $2 million for actually selling music. $38 million from touring. Wow.
I think last year he did a stadium tour, too, so that's even packing him up even more.
Speaking of stadium tours, the Rolling Stones. Can you believe this? This group's been around for 43 years. And they're the number three top revenue
earning group.
Good for them, right?
Number three.
Only did a few shows. It wasn't a big tour. They're just doing select little pockets of shows.
They didn't have an album to promote.
No.
Just a great concert. A very entertaining show. It's a great show.
Yeah.
So let's see. They made $40 million last year. Close to it. $40 million.
They need the money. You know, I feel bad for them.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Qualify for Obamacare, so they need you now.
Okay, next on the list is the list of the top 10 anyway, is Adele. Did you see last Friday night the repeat of that? At least they put in some new and some old cuts from her performance at Radio City Music Hall last fall. Fabulous center. And of course NBC ruined it by putting 3.5 minutes worth of spots between every song. After every song there was a commercial. 3.5 minutes back to, and but anyway, you can't take away from this woman. And she's so nice.
Yeah. The thing that's impressive about Adele, she's number 9 on the top 10 list. She didn't have a tour. She literally made the top 10 list by selling records the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, right.
Which is impressive. Exactly. And that makes me believe in humanity.
She's got a tour this year,
though.
Because she's so talented. Well, you see what the cash take is this year.
Goes out on the road? Oh, yeah.
I tried to get tickets to see her in Boston and L.A. I'm going to pay $1,400 a seat to go see her. I love her, but I'm not going to pay $1,400 a seat. That's just,
she sold out in New York City, too.
That's outrageous.
Really expensive. I'll tell you what, Dougie, if you give me the $1,400, I'll sing Adele songs to you.
Really? Oh, thank you very much. Very sweet.
No problem. In your living room, if you'd like.
Yeah. All right, so we don't have time to actually pay tribute to Cyndi Lauper, who's got a new album called Detour. So maybe what we'll do, if we have time tomorrow, girls, ladies, is to take 3 or 4 cuts, make a whole little segment out of her new album, because she's very popular for all the right reasons, I think. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you playing there now, Kara?
This one's called Funnel of Love. So this is from a new album, but I think it deserves a little bit more attention.
Yeah, I do too. Funnel of Love, I don't remember that. Do you remember Funnel of Love, Jennifer?
I don't.
I remember Tunnel of Love.
The idea behind this album, though, is hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s in country music.
Right, yeah, that's what she's done. So anyway, you're right, it does deserve some more attention, so we'll give it to it as we have time. Right now, though, it's time for us to think about what this month is. May is National Moving Month. Jennifer's going to be moving her small business. I've moved my lock, stock, and barrel from one place to another. Small businesses are always adjusting with the times, and that includes their actual business location. May, National Moving Month, Brian Osage finds out what small business owners need to consider when planning a move from point A to point B.
Is your small business on the move? Anita Campbell is a small business expert and says relocating requires some planning and preparation to ensure your company remains productive.
First, make a list. Outline what has to be organized, coordinated, and physically moved. It's easy to forget about the little things like manuals, folders, and contents of individual workstations.
Once the list is complete, it's time for the actual packing up and moving out.
You'll need bubble rolls and packing peanuts for electronics, and of course, you'll need boxes. Don't just get big boxes. Small and medium-sized boxes are easier to lift and carry. All of these items are readily available at Staples, my go-to spot for moving supplies.
Next is notifying customers about your move.
Always put up professional signage at your old and new location. Staples Print and Marketing Services has what you need to get professional banners and signs printed quickly and cost-effectively.
Campbell also recommends sending out change of address cards to customers and suppliers. For more, go to staples.com. That's Business Sense from Staples. I'm Brian Osuch.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Sometime, this is not just sometime, this is the time of the day, 34 after the hour, which you can listen to Good Day programs. All of us are here to be friends with each other, and you, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Donald Trump making friends wherever he goes. Now he has said to Paul Ryan, if you're not on with me, you could be gone, because I'm in charge of the Republican National Committee, and if you're not on board with me, you're a gonzo. So what does that do for the rest of the folks who
are party faithful? Well, he's not in charge of the party, but here's what is missing, is that these people like Paul Ryan, who I actually like a lot, but the people like Paul Ryan, who got elected to the Senate and got elected to the House and were supposed to use the power of the purse to stop President Obama, and they didn't. They just sat idly by after they had the mandate of the people. They're the reason that Trump was created, because people were tired, they were sick of it, they were sick of being sold a bill of goods from politicians. And so, to Trump's point a little bit, and I'm not going to say, you know, that I think Trump has any power to dump Paul Ryan out. I don't think that's the way it should go. But they need to start learning from him. They need to start realizing that he tapped a nerve, a huge nerve that runs through the American people. He and Bernie Sanders both did this. People tired of being lied to by politician types. And it's time to get on board or not. You've got to start realizing that that's what the people want to hear, and you need to start acting on their behalf when you say you're going to do something.
Well, but that's the whole problem of the party system. They're all just beholden to one another. It's just, it's sick. What's going on? And so if Trump was smart, he would lay off of talking about Hillary and Bill Clinton, because it means nothing, doesn't further his cause, it makes him sound like a jerk, and focus in on what the issues are. I started to tell a story earlier on, and I didn't finish it, Victoria. I don't know why I got distracted. Shocking as it may seem, I get distracted sometimes. I was talking about how I really liked the Tea Party when it first got started, because they focused on one thing, and that was the fiscal problems of the country. And I was on board lock, stock, and barrel. Jennifer will tell you, when it first got started, man, I was there. And then they get off onto the talk radio host who jumped on the bandwagon because it was doing well, and then the social stories and the social impact of what so-called conservatives believe, and those people hijacked. The social conservatives hijacked the movement, and I was out, gone, finished. The Tea Party was finished as soon as they got away from their basic core message. That's what happens no matter what. If you're a Macy's and you start selling spaghetti, you're not going to work. It doesn't.
But I think a lot of people feel the way that you did about the Tea Party, that maybe initially you liked the idea.
I loved
it. And then somehow it got so bastardized into like racism and all kinds of crazy stuff that it just, I mean, I don't know how that message got so off point.
The Tea Party doesn't have a lot of steam anymore. I mean, that movement sort of petered out. I mean, at the beginning, it had power. But
when
now
you were talking about Ryan, that's where that came back in my mind then, Jennifer. Here is a focus on a meeting between Trump and Ryan over the weekend. One of Trump's spokespeople, Elizabeth Emkin, said that if you're expecting somebody to change to unify the party, don't expect that person to be Donald Trump. In other words, he's expecting people to come to him. He's not going to them.
What everyone loves about Mr. Trump, the reason people are voting for him is because he says what he means, and he means what he says. And I think that we will actually see a move within the Republican Party to learning how to work with some of these new positions and new ideas that Mr. Trump has brought forward. We have now, for 25 years, we've developed, these problems have continued to develop. We have another candidate on the Democratic side who promises nothing but more of the same. If the voters were interested in no changes, they'll just stick with the same old thing in Hillary Clinton.
And there you go. And that's in a lot of Republicans. She's making no bones about going to Republicans who are traditionalists and saying, I'm going to help you. We're going to save the two-party system. Donald Trump's terrible. So maybe in a way, that's why Trump has done what he's doing to try to push her out of the way by making remarks about her and enabling her husband to be a philanderer. That's not going to get you any votes. I don't think it's going to get you any votes. You going to vote for him because of that, Jennifer?
Not because of that, but I do think that it's fair game, because I think she's going, once they get into the general, I think it's early right now, but once they get into the general, someone who claims to be a feminist yet intimidates people that had affairs with her husband is not necessarily, you know, wearing the cape, in my estimation. So,
but Donald Trump cheated on his wife with Marla Maples, so
I'm sure that will come out. I mean, it already has. They've already attacked him for having three marriages, so, you know, both of those things are going to be fair game at this point, I think.
sad.
But he said Hillary was the reason that Bill cheated. He's blaming the woman for the husband's infidelity. Right. No, as a fem, I could never.
No,
ever say
I mean
that.
I'm saying that all of this stuff is going to get.
That was terrible.
Oh, you're laughing. So just give me a break.
Okay.
But all of this stuff, all of their personal life, as much as we hate it, is fair game.
Mm. All right. So let's move over to the food department, the food section of the Good Day program in your local grocery store. There are a lot of people talking about a couple of different things when it comes to food, food problems, food allergies, the food recall. You may or may not know that Listeria has prompted a recall of 42 different brands of frozen fruits and vegetables. Interesting because, once again, this points out how unified, if that's the right word, how singular the source of supply is, that one company is branding its fruits and veggies with 42 different names of stores, companies, et cetera, et cetera.
Because you think you're buying something better when you go to Whole Foods or when you go to, know, it's all the same. It's all the same now.
CRF Frozen Foods are supplying Costco, supplying Whole Foods, as Jennifer's suggesting, the stuff is everywhere. And there was one of these last year, it was the same thing. It pointed out how silly the different brands are, and even though the quality is all the same, how wildly the prices vary depending on where you go.
Yeah.
Here's a listener in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, named Jennifer, who found this message on her answering machine, and she posted it on YouTube.
This is a Costco food safety alert. CRF Frozen Foods and the FDA have announced an expanded recall of all frozen, organic, and traditional vegetable products. These products are being recalled due to the possibility of Listeria contamination. Products include organic and non-organic broccoli, butternut squash, carrots, cauliflower, corn, edamame, green beans, peas, as well as various vegetable medleys and stir-fry products. Our records indicate that you purchased one or more of the CRF frozen food items covered by this recall. A full list of products being recalled by all companies who receive these products is available at www.costco.com/recalls. If you have any of these CRF frozen food products in your freezer, please stop eating them and return them to your local Costco for a full refund. Please contact CRF Frozen Food.
I just want to hear him say vegetable medley again. Edamame.
I feel like I just got the movie times listed, right?
Yeah.
Right. Mr. Movie Box.
Fandango. Yeah. Or let's get ready to rumble! Here's another listener talking about her concerns about the recall just after her daughter had eaten some of the peas that were on this recall list.
Kelly had just poured herself a nice bowl of frozen peas from Trader Joe's, which she eats every day after school.
Trader Joe's.
And I caught the name Trader Joe's Organic. And I said, okay, I shop there every week. And she came back in with an empty bowl, and my heart sank, and she was like, can I have some more? I'm like, actually, Kelly, you can't. It makes me nervous as a mom and as, you know, a consumer of these products that I can't trust the places that are my go-to
store. Actually, Kelly, you can't. You can't, Kelly. You can't. Put
down. Actually, Kelly, I'm going to need you to go to the other room and throw that all up.
They've been tasted.
First of all, who pours themselves a nice bowl of frozen tea?
I know.
Anybody here?
And then she said she does it every day after school.
Like, I love
what?
Frozen peas, actually.
I poured myself a nice bowl of frozen peas.
Can I just ask the dumb, obvious question?
Yeah,
what
please.
Is Listeria?
Listeria? Okay, there are three. This is
what happens
I love
when people poop on
it.
The plant.
No. Wow. It is kind of. That's not far from
boy.
Being true. Listeria, Salmonella, and E. coli are all three different types of bacteria
poop
that get in the food supply. Are you going to let me tell this in a straight face, or you're going to ruin this whole thing for me?
Sorry, I'm having a nice bowl of frozen peas. Go ahead.
They're somehow influenced by the frozen poop they got. All right, so here's what happened last year, Victoria, when the spinach, remember the spinach lettuce recall?
I remember spinach recall, yes.
Okay, so when you buy packaged vegetables that are supposedly fresh packed, and especially if they're coming from California, but most of the areas where there are huge, these huge produce farms, and sometimes they do stupid things. And what happened last year, there's a product that is basically human waste, recycled human waste. It can be liquefied, it can be pelletized, it can be in any number of forms, but it comes out of the wastewater treatment plants, and it's fine. It isn't any different than using cow manure, horse manure, pig manure, chicken manure, you name it. But what happens is when the plants are out of the ground, they should not be fertilized. What this guy had done in California is tell his people to spray the spinach with this fertilizer after it come out of the ground. No, you don't do that, because you'll never really clean, even if the leaves grow, the material that's on the leaves is going to be very hard to wash away. And especially given the fact that these huge truck farms in California produce and package thousands and thousands and thousands of packages of this stuff every day. If there's too much sun, if it hasn't been washed right, the stuff gets put in the package, it gets sealed, and then those little gremlins, the Listeria, the E. coli, start to grow. So if you have, you open up the package at home after you've bought it, wherever it is that you buy it, and you put it in a salad, and you put dressing on it and eat it, well, you may have even washed it yourself, but because that stuff has grown into the fiber of the plant, because it was sprayed with that stuff as it was growing, before it was matured, then the stuff is there, and it's there. If you have a weak immune system, if you're young or you're old, or you have a very weak immune system, this stuff is going to get you. It's going to get into your gut, and it's going to make a mess of your gut. So you get diarrhea, which, by the way, is the most common cause of death in the world. And any of these other things, you get a little fever. It's pretty unpleasant. They're going to kill you unless your system is so weak that, you know, there have been people. I don't remember anybody dying of E. coli or salmonella poisoning, but I do know people have died from Listeria poisoning. And Listeria is everywhere. You can't go to the butcher shop. You can't go to, no matter how good the food store is, Listeria is literally everywhere. I learned this the hard way at my dairy farm, because when we were milking and you finish with the milk and you clean out the tanks and that sort of thing, everything runs down the store, and then you put an acid rinse on the floor. It's supposed to kill everything. And Listeria is so strong that it can stay in the rings around the top of the drain, so that if it's a hot day and you leave the door open or whatever it is, that stuff just grows. And you can't see it, but it's really, it's horrible stuff. And so that's what happens when you get these food recalls like this. And there's nothing really you can do about it except go to your local farmer and buy your produce from him. That's what you do. In season, if you can't do it in season, then you buy in the store what's open. You don't buy the packaged stuff. You buy what's open on the shelves, because it hasn't had a chance to cook. In those packages, when they seal them up, how do you know? I've seen trucks along the side of the road, you know, the refrigerated trucks that haul the food from West Coast to East Coast, or refrigerated cars on a railroad train. Those motors blow out all the time. And what's in there gets cooked. So you don't know whether it's been cooked. They're going to save it if they can, and they're not going to tell somebody if they can get away with not telling anybody. And so the foods that you're getting are likely, not all the time, but you find these stories more and more frequent because there's more and more stuff being shipped like this. And these huge farmers, they can't possibly pay attention to the detail that your local farmer does. So that's the answer to your question. Does that answer the question? I hope it answers
yes.
the question. All right. We're at 49. Oh, we're at 49 past the hour, Kara.
Hey there. You see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Number five is alive.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
God, I'm so stupid.
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell, lazy. Shut up, silent, hush, sit on it.
Boy, am I the jerk of the world. You just programmed.
Jerk of the world, turkey, idiot.
Annoying movie.
Oh, stop it. This movie and Mannequin were the only two movies I watched like on replay when I was a kid.
Horrible.
Oh, I love
El DeBarge.
Great.
With the movie music, and this is Who's Johnny from Short Circuit.
Number five,
one movie during
alive.
This week in 1986. Ugh. Chucka, what do you remember about this movie?
I actually liked it, and it packed the theaters. The movie did well at the it's interesting how what people watch in the 80s compared to now. I mean, movies like that actually did pretty well in theaters. Even Mannequin, which not a great film by any means, made money.
That movie rocks. It was so awesome.
Mannequin, isn't that about horrible creatures that are dogs?
No. It's about Andrew McCarthy. Let me ask Jennifer how good a memory is. Who is the female lead?
It was Kim Cattrall. It was from Sex and the City.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
The movie was amazing.
And
Hollywood.
A shout out. Yeah, to Andrew McCarthy, by the way. He now directs and stars in ABC's show The Family. It is so good and so creepy.
Really?
Yeah, you should watch it because I think it's getting canceled. So
creepy.
You better hurry.
All right, so Chucker.
Now you understand Jen's taste in movies. Can you turn a microphone off, please?
No, that's fine. All right, we'll get to the box office totals. What won over the weekend? Probably no surprises here. The Captain America thing. But we'll see how Mother's Day did and a few of the other movies that you may have gotten to see. That story coming right up here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GFK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps you open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credits. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Hi, Chuck Curry is here with the box office totals from the weekend. No surprises here, Chuck, all right?
No, I mean, Captain America Civil War pretty much dominated the box office, doing $181.8 million in its first three.
$181 million, is that what you said?
$181.
Wow. And what did it do overseas?
It's doing very well. In comparison, Batman vs. Superman opened to 166 here about 6 weeks ago. I think the legs will be better because I think overall it's not going to be a divisive film like Batman vs. Superman. Audiences, for the most part, will dig this. As I said on Friday, I liked it. I gave it an 8 out of 10. Really loved the new incarnation of Spider-Man. I thought that was very well done. And I love Paul Rudd's Ant-Man. They really give the film a lot of entertainment value. So overall, it's well worth seeing. Just want to point out in superhero news, Warner Brothers gave Ben Affleck the title of executive producer for its big Justice League film, giving him some script approval, according to the Hollywood Reporter, and say in the editing room, which means there's definitely a lot of conflict, internal conflict, over the overall box office of Batman vs. Superman. Jungle Book placed second, $21 million, $284 million in 3 weeks of release. Gary Marshall's Mother's Day made more money in its second weekend than his first, $9 million over the weekend, $21 million overall. The Huntsman, Winter's War, and Keanu round up the top five.
All right, good job, Chucker. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's on the Good Day program every morning at this time to give us the update on what's going on in the theaters. 59 after on Good Day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all